Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth. We'll get back to a lot of NFL. Our Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider, Josh Norris, joins us next hour. We'll continue to roll through the entire NFL card. We'll go prop shopping later on. Joe and Paul have to finalize their five picks for their contest picks for this weekend, which the breaks are a lot of doubt. So we'll get to all that. And of course,
do you feel great about anything this week?
No, I don't. This is a difficult one. You're kind of weighing reaction, overreaction. I think we're all kind of in our own heads with the NFL card this week. We'll get back to that, but let's do some college football here. It is, we've been confused for three. Is it week three of college football?
Week three.
Something like that.
The week zero thing messes everything up.
Totally. Because this is week two of the NFL. Like, that's easy to understand. There's no dumb week zero. Anyway.
Everybody's betting Illinois tonight. Everybody. Public dog.
Illinois football tonight on a Friday night.
A lot of points.
Hosting the Terps.
I'm not watching. You think?
I can't wait to look at my phone as I'm melting down about the Phillies at 10 o'clock tonight. And Jake's tweeted 10 times about how much he hates Illinois football.
Man, you guys have some energy. I get it with Illinois because they play once a week. But you with the Phillies every day, we're into the football season. It's Friday. I'm spent.
I got to talk about him and watch him.
It's fresh on his mind.
I think you were kind of pissed off that they came back and won that game after being down 7-0 last night.
Oh, a little bit. Because for 3 weeks, I've been telling everyone they're done. They're annoying. I mean, Bryce Harper's great. He's having an MVP kind of year, but that team stinks. They're annoying. And they're still in it, which makes it frustrating. Anyway, let's get to something that's actually interesting, and that's college football this weekend. There's a lot of interesting games here, Joe. We could bounce around here, but let's just start Oklahoma-Nebraska. It's something we talked about a lot this week. We had Pam Maldonado on the show earlier this week. She gave us the over. Early in the week, I was thinking taking the points with Nebraska. I've walked away from that. I really thought plus 22. Now, the more I think about it, I'm wondering if this is the week Oklahoma puts a beating on a real team. Kind of get off what happened in week one. I do like the over. Like, the over is, I think, the best play rather than taking the points and the over.
It makes sense. And like what you just said a moment ago, I'm not sure that Nebraska's a real team. This is the team that lost as touchdown favorites in week one. But the quarterback, Adrian Martinez, has been terrific in this small sample size. Now, Oklahoma's not a great defense. We know that. But now he's going to be tested by a real school. I think that is the play. The points are going to be sky high here, probably on both sides. So why even sweat the 22 or 20, whatever you end up getting, because it's probably going to climb by the time we get to Saturday. But I would go with the over in that one.
Yeah, it's 22.5. Yeah, the total 62.5.
Okay, 62.
I think Oklahoma showed enough vulnerability against Tulane. I like the over. I'm taking Pam's advice. I thought about taking Nebraska on the spread, but I don't know if I trust Scott Frost to even coach Joe O's son's team at this point.
Yeah, man, he was not happy. He got stepped on the other day. Not happy.
Like in a drill in like
swimming. In a drill kept pushing and then he stepped on him.
What does he play? Do they let them play everywhere? Like, how do they do it at this age? Like, what
some
play
kids? He's mostly D end. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is he like that?
He prefers defense to offense. because they're not going to hit you. You get to hit.
Right. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's bounce to this game. Primetime game, Saturday night. Penn State does this once here. They have the whiteout at Happy Valley. So you put the TV on, and it actually is a pretty cool scene. You have 100,000 people all wearing white with those towels and whatnot. But this is a different kind of game. They usually do this with a Big Ten game. Usually when Michigan comes in, Ohio State comes in, they'll do one of these whiteout games. It's Auburn. Auburn at Penn State on Saturday night.
That's a lot of white.
A lot of white. It is.
Both teams.
Six points Penn State is given in this game. They're favored by six. Here's what struck me. Bo Nix, the quarterback of Auburn, he has not played well against good teams. And I don't think Penn State's great, but they're obviously good. They could play defense. He's 1-5, Bo Nix, in road games against top 25 teams. I like Penn State in this game. You know, they that week one win, they probably shouldn't have won that game in Wisconsin. They were gifted a lot of turnovers in the red zone, but they did win in Wisconsin. I look at this matchup and I say, Bo Nix on the road, really, against Penn State. I'd like Penn State given the 6 here.
Which quarterback do you trust less? Right?
Bo Nix. Yeah.
Should we just be playing the under here?
Yeah, probably.
It kind of feels that way. Yeah. With these two quarterbacks in prime time, that maybe we should be taking a look at the under. That's where I would lean. I don't have a strong play on the game, though, but it will be, you know, it's one of the few games where we have two top 25 teams going at it. So,
yeah,
that'll be fun to monitor.
Definitely. Alabama, Florida. What do we think on this? We talked a little bit about this game yesterday. Aaron, what are you thinking on this? Because this is, anytime Alabama's playing, you know, we're watching because it's the best team in college football. It's Nick Saban, who just is – Nick Saban's had quite a week here. He's like a quote a minute, Nick Saban, right now. But I will be watching this just to see, one, if the other quarterback comes in for Florida, right? The kid that showed something last week. And
Richardson.
And if Alabama could just continue to just be this machine, even on the road.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I think Dan Mullen and the crew have decided that Emory Jones will get the start. Florida at home, Bryce Young making his first start on the road in front of 100,000 people. It's going to be humid there. Emory Jones is turning the ball over. You just can't do that and expect to win. So I don't see how Alabama doesn't cover this number. Florida was in a dogfight with FAU. They allowed USF to come back in the second half. And then I remember when Alabama was up 28-0 to Miami. I'm going to lay the points. Alabama -14.5 on this one.
Hoping this is a good one. Florida has failed to cover in their first two games against Florida Atlantic and South Florida. But Joe G hit on it. The quarterback situation for the Gators is going to be fascinating. So are they going to continue to do the split? How healthy is Richardson for this week? Mullen was saying the other day that he's just fine. Or you completely hand the reins over to Richardson, which I think isn't a bad idea going against Alabama. 14.5, it does sound short, but I'm expecting points even from both sides here. So I'm going to be playing the over between Bama and Florida because I believe Mullen, they'll be able to scheme up enough against this Bama defense. And Bama doesn't stop. You know, the best run game in the country. We know about the Hogs up front. Like, they're unbelievable. So I'm going over.
It's interesting. We all have kind of different plays, but it's all kind of leaning to the same thing. So here's the one I thought of in this game. Because I don't know, like, what does Florida make a quarterback switch? They put some points up late. Who covers? What about Alabama's team total? Alabama team total over 37.5. Like, Alabama's a machine. I know it's Bryce Young's first road game. And, they're, you know, Florida's not a total pushover, but I mean, Alabama, could they win this game 40 to 26, 40 to 27, 41, 27? And you're kind of playing with that number. I like the team total for Alabama over 37.5.
What about Alabama first half minus 7.5?
Ooh, that's good.
Think? Yeah. Anytime you get Bama around a touchdown?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alabama first half minus 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah, I like that.
It's funny. Alabama's so good. And there's such a machine that we have to find these like different angles to figure out a way to play them. It's like,
right.
It's hard to do it. How about Cincinnati, Indiana? That's an interesting game. Is Cincinnati the least talked about? And I understand why they're Cincinnati. But like we had a discussion today about futures, right? The college playoff. They're in the top 10. They're right there. And they were good last year. It's not like, you know, every year there's like that team that bounces out of nowhere and you kind of say there's no chance they make the playoff because it took them half the year to get on anyone's radar. That's not Cincinnati. They're already on the radar when you look at the polls and whatnot. Yet no one talks about them.
I think we're just done with it because under the current format, it doesn't matter what they do. We know they're not going to be part of the conversation. I think that's where we're at with it. And there are others just not paying attention and don't realize how talented this team is. It's 3.5 now, right? That's the number here?
Yeah,
on the road.
Indiana.
At Indiana. Yeah, I would lean Indiana because I do think, you know, people are going to look at it and say Cincinnati's a top 10 team and you like the quarterback, terrific head coach who may not be there much longer. I think a lot of people are going to jump in on the short. Cincinnati's a short favorite, something they rarely see.
So you said it doesn't matter, and I tend to agree with you that we kind of know how this works.
Yeah.
Could this be different? Is there any chance? Because they're starting so high.
I didn't see it.
So then what, like, play it out, right? Let's say they go undefeated. They're already number 8, right? So they're going to be in the top 7 or whatever the whole year. So they'll just get pushed away at the end by someone with one loss from a big conference that comes flying in at the end? Because they don't have to rise. They're there.
Think about where we are. So we talk about the same 4 or 5 teams every single year. We know them.
Yep.
But now, above Cincinnati, we also have Oregon, who has the monster win. And we also have Iowa, who's been on a tear to start this Big Ten season. And they have the ability to win the Big Ten championship over Ohio State. So we're going to find reasons to throw other people ahead of Cincinnati, unless they all get a bunch of them get 2 losses, which I don't really see happening.
What about Cincinnati? Paper picks for national title. We might see, you know, more from them if that could be, you know, a play.
They'll have
you
a
don't
chance
like that at all.
I just don't think they'll put them into the playoff. Right. They're going to have a chance to take down Notre Dame. Like the Irish may not be that good this year, but that's a high profile game. Can I roll through a few, Joe G, including that Notre Dame
game?
Go
for it. Yep. What do you got?
Notre Dame, Purdue, a lot of sharps are on the Irish minus 7. I just can't get there. If anything, I lean Purdue because of this Irish defense, but I'm going to play over 58. Notre Dame can't stop anyone. They're already working Jack Cohn out of the offense, if you were watching last week a little bit. But Purdue offense, they're going to put up points. They've done so far this year. I mean, UConn last week with 49, but even week 1 against Oregon State, they put up 30. Surprisingly, you know, the Indiana team's facing off. First time since 2014. So I'm going to play the over on that one. Michigan State's getting 6.5 at Miami. This is one of the games that Pam Maldonado mentioned with us, and I'm with her. The Hurricanes have not covered against the spread yet this year. Derek King, very disappointing. 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions to start the year. Michigan State has a dominating run game. So I'm going to take those 6.5 points. And Florida State should bounce back at Wake. You have to. After a loss to Jacksonville State, Florida State is a 4.5 point dog to Wake. So
I think
you got to look there. How's Mike Norvell still have a job, by the way? I don't know.
I don't know. BetQL Daily presented by on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.